I want to talk today about one of the most worrying factors of modern society. I'm not talking about looting, I'm not talking about health, famine, lack of water, pestilence, death, AIDS, tuberculosis, or any one of a number of real, heavy-duty, life-threatening problems that really needs a solution. I'm talking about something way worse than that. I'm talking about those annoying people who stop you in the street. Chuggers, or charity muggers, as they are known. I work in a scary, secret mystery bunker on one side of Birmingham. And I needed to go to another scary secret location on the other side of Birmingham that may or may not have been a railway station so that I could go home after having done my scary top secret life of a job, of which I cannot speak, basically because it's too boring. I got accosted, not by one, not by two, not by three, not by four, not by five, not even by six, but my magical special number of seven chuggers. Seven of the little buggers. Can I just have a moment of your time? No, I'm very nice, I'm very polite, but seven? And I only walked down two roads. We've been absolutely inundated with them. It's just not funny. Once is irritating, twice you can forgive. Seven, they go out in force. You dodge away from one and you have to talk to another one. They go around in packs. They obviously know the situation. I mean, I can understand why. It's not that they're not worthy causes, but seven? And that wasn't all of them. I managed to dodge a number of them. There were additional ones. I mean, and it's not very carefully targeted because obviously the girls, usually very young and pretty, go after the blokes. And blokes, relatively tall and handsome, go after the women. It's totally planned and it's totally orchestrated, which makes it even worse. They are doing it deliberately. They're not even accidentally going after people. There's a deliberate aim to do it, and I understand why. Apparently they're all on commission, so it's in their interest to get lots of people, which in some business models is a good thing. But charity workers on a commission, especially as my understanding is that it takes sometimes up to a year to pay back. If I had signed up for one of these, sometimes it can take up to a year for the charity to get any money because the commission is eats up the entire donation for, as I say, anything up to 12 months. So what is the point of these people? People, as a normal fact, there are people who wish to give to charities, they will give to charities. There are people who do not wish to give to charities, they will not give for charity. It's a very simple fact that if they want to, they will, and if they don't want to, they won't. You're not going to convince somebody who was never going to give to charity to give to a charity. It just doesn't happen like that. And of course, there's the added irritation that they do go out in packs and they catch you at lunchtime or on your way to work or on your way from work. I mean, these are peak times. These are not the time to go for people. You want to go for people at 10:30 in the morning, 2:00 in the afternoon. But if you aim to catch people for a charity just a second at 10:50 or 5:00 or 5:05 or 8:30 or any time in rush hour, you're dealing with people who do not have the time. So you're instantly destroying a great deal of your target audience. So even the ones who might have wanted to give to charity won't be able to give to charity because they've got to be somewhere in 10 minutes. Some people have trains to catch. Some people are late for work. Some people aren't late for work but would be late for work if they sat or stood and filled in that piece of paper that's going to be 17 pages long. I just do not understand the mentality of the people who do it. I understand the mentality of the people that do it, but I don't understand the mentality of the companies that put people forward to do it. Charities should basically focus their funds onto proper campaigns or advertising saying, please give us money. Then the people who wish to will, and the people who don't wish to, well, it's a free country, nobody has to, won't. I personally do give to charity. I give to charity by my time. I do a number of charitable acts, all of which actually generate cash because of through donations based on what I do. So I feel I have done my bit, and therefore I'm quite content to put forward this crazed, waffly rant. It's all my own opinion, and nothing should ever be inferred from it. It's T-minus 5 seconds. I think I've done quite well for a non-scripted rant. I thank you.